Standing on the same branch where they had both landed, the red kite blinked at the space where the owl had been.
Caw! What was that? What you say? Where are ye?
Orvis called up from the ground, where he now stood.
Down here, friend. It's the rheumatis.
Bloodbeak licked at the honey and milk stuck in his plumage.
Chaka! Wait till you get it in wing feathers like me.
Skipper and his party emerged from the bushes. The red kite flapped his wings in surprise.
Arika! Where do you think you're going?
To see you don't get yourselves in too much danger, mates.
Bloodbeak glared down imperiously, offended by the remark.
Kraka! Not need your help, squirrel. You stay here, or I slay all. Bloodbeak has spoken. Stay or die. Kerouac!
He launched himself off into the woodlands, followed by Orvis. Logalog flicked his rapier in their direction.
Who does that old relic think he is? Come on, Skip, let's go and see those two crusty birds get themselves eaten. That kite couldn't tell if he was an otter or a squirrel.
Skipper did not want his followers spread out. It was far too dangerous. Keeping close together, they proceeded cautiously toward the glade. The smell came then, strong and almost overpowering. Hairs stood rigid on every beast's neck. Logalog signalled them to halt, calling out in a hoarse whisper.
Bloodbeak, Orvis, come back or that thing will get you.
There was a terrible sound of squawking, beating feathers and hissing. Raising his javelin, Skipper leaped forward.
We've got to do something. Come on, Red Wall!
They charged into a scene of what had obviously been chaos. Branches were snapped, grass flattened, kite feathers strewn everywhere. Orvis was lying prone, with a strange-looking golden-furred mouse bending over him. Of Bloodbeak and the monster, there was no trace, save for the vile, sweetish odour enveloping the glade. The golden mouse caught sight of them and suddenly bolted off into the undergrowth. Logalong and Four Shrews sped after him. Skipper hurried to the owl's side. Orvis could only half open his great dark eyes as he spoke in a weak, fading voice.
Tried to save Bloodbeak. Got bitten. Where's Golden Mouse? Helped me. Skipper, that you?
The otter placed a paw under the owl's head.
Oi, 'tis me, mate. Lie still. You're bad hurt.
Orvis could not stop his eyes from fluttering rapidly.
Funny. Rheumatis isn't hurting any more. Had to try and save that old kite. Saved my life several times, you know.